Since I've given in to my folky roots and returned to active public performance, focusing on the folk song of the Great Plains, of course, I've been considering the question, what constitutes the quintessential folk song of the Great Plains? Until recently, I would have said, no, that question's a no-brainer. Home on the Range is a genuine folk song from the settlement frontier of the Plains, text by an alcoholic country doctor, set to a tune by a local string band and played as a waltz for country dances, lost or gone underground for a full generation until its rediscovery by the songcatcher John Lomax, and, in the case of classic folk song evolution, improved by the oral tradition, which combed out some of the poetic burrs of the original stanzas and presented us with the finest piece of lyric folk poetry ever to grace the culture of the North American plains. Now, since going into pandemic-inspired isolation, I have discovered the wondrous potential of optical character recognition and digital databases, whereby folk songs previously ascribed to a blurry anonymity can be tracked to their sources, assigning authorship, tracing evolution, and identifying variations. This has allowed me to establish definite origins for a half dozen well-known folk songs of previously dubious ancestry. So, I have more than 50 versions of Little Old Sod Shanty on the Claim, ranging from Oklahoma to Alberta, and still counting. Oh, the hinges are of leather, the windows have no glass, the roof it lets the howling blizzard in. And I hear the hungry coyote as he sneaks up through the grass, round my little old sod shanty on the claim. This accumulation of stanzas has led me to declare Little Old Sod Shanty on the Claim the true anthem of the plains. But wait a minute. Would the settlers themselves agree? I have a strong hunch, and the song catcher Louise Pound supports my hunch, that their favorite song was, rather, a favorite and sentimental relic of the Civil War, the lonely lyric of lost love entitled Lorena. We loved each other then, Lorena, more than we ever dared to tell. When I introduced Lorena to the viewers of my weekly folk song live stream, the reaction was warmly affectionate. Why did they warm so to the song? Because Lorena is a song not only of love lost, but also of time lost. The song says, 'Tis past, the years are gone. I'll not call up their shadowy forms. I'll say to them, lost years, sleep on. Sleep on. As the listeners responded to the song, I felt an unspoken swell of emotions in my own heart. For Dr. Kelly and I had learned earlier in the day of a tragic loss suffered by our friend Doug Hamilton, whose daughter Ashley had perished in an auto crash. Doug has always been kind to me. He is the consummate media professional, always prepped, maddeningly articulate, and yet generously tolerant of amateurs like me, who barge into the studio and grab a microphone. But what mattered at the moment was that I knew the depth and ferocity of the grief he was suffering. It was probably because of these circumstances that I'd added an impromptu coda to the old song, with a closing chorus. For all the sorrows and the loss, of time that we cannot undo. For all our friends and all our neighbors, we light a candle now for you.